This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem.
Recording in progress.
We have a very nice sugya today, a short little piece on the Gemara in Nedarim, Dav Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that, what's Pshat in Shmuel? We know that Shmuel commented on the Mishnah that you need to say, when you say Majani Milchama for Shani Milchama or Chukani Milcha, you need to say Shani Oichalach, Shani Toyimlach. So the Gemara's interpretation of that is, the reason why you're Aser in Achila is because you said Shani Oichalach, Shani Toyimlach. But if you would just say Majrani Himach, it's not necessarily Mashna that you're saying Aser, because what you might mean is, I'm not going to talk to you. Moder ani mimcha means I'm not going to talk to you. Mefreshani mimcha, I'm not going to do business with you. Merchukani mimcha, I'm not going to stand in your dalet amos. Okay? So basically, the Gemara feels that to be usur ba'achila is yadayim she'enoi mechichais. If you just say modrani mimcha, mefreshani mimcha, merchukani mimcha, it could just mean I'm not going to talk to you, I'm not going to do business with you, I'm not going to stand near your dalet amos. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not going to eat from you. Because it's yadayim she'enon moichichais. Even though, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda that yadayim she'enon moichichais lo havin yadayim. The opinion that yadayim she'enon moichichais havin yadayim would hold, even if you just say modrani mimcha, mefrushani mimcha, merchukani mimcha, that would also be Aser to eat, because yadayim shen mechichais havian yadayim. So there are going to be two approaches in the Ran over here, because I didn't realize this, but at the end of the day, where if you just say modrani mimcha, mefrushani mimcha, merchukani mimcha, where the Gemara says, well, it could be I'm not going to talk to you, I'm not going to do business with you, I'm not going to stand in your dalet amos, are you taka aser to speak to him? Are you taka usher to do business with him? Are you taka usher to go in his dalet amos? Meaning, are you ushering him to speak or ushering him to do business? Are you ushering him so that you can't go in his dalet amos? So the Ran has two ways of learning this. If you take a look on Hayam and Beis in the Ran says, okay, let's start from the beginning. It's two lines from the bottom of Heyam and Aleph. Elohachi, itmar taimad amar. Kaloimar, la'oilam kinamrino meikara. Really, it's like we said originally, dechiloi amar sha'oichalach, that when you don't say that I'm going to eat from you, mutter. If you don't say sha'oichalach, you're mutter. Why? Mishum delay mashma, the Amar Aser. It's not Mashin, you're saying Aser. The Havaluhu Yadayim Shen Mechichas. That's Yadayim Shen Mechichas. The Lo Havin Yadayim. Why? The Dilma Modrani Himach, the Lo Mishtin Abadach Mashma. Ah, so then the Ran is bothered. Are you Artaka allowed to talk to him? No. Vafilu Bidibura Nami Lo Mitzah. You won't be Aser in speaking. Why? The Lo Yadinan, because we don't know. Ilana Echavin. Do you mean you're not going to get benefit, Hana, or ledibur chavin? You're not going to talk to him. For each one, whether it's iser Hana, or whether it's dibur, it's yadayim shen mechichas. Meaning, even though the Gemara says, well, if you don't say Shani Oichalach, maybe you mean to say I'm not going to talk to him. So the Ran is bothered. So Taka, are you maybe not allowed to talk to him? No, you're allowed to talk to him. Why? Because whether it's the Achila or the talking, each one, it's Yadayim Shein Meichichais. For each one, it's Yadayim Shein Meichichais. The Kivan the time the Shmuel Mishum the Kasabra Yadayim Shein Meichichais Lo Yavin Yadayim Leka Lamifrach Ala Mibraisa. Because Shmuel's reason is because he goes Yadam Shem Mechichas Lo Havin Yadam. You can't ask from him from the Brisa. The Kiman the Plukta Tanoi, since it's Machlokes Tanoim, I Havin Yadam Yiloi, whether it's Yadam or not. I Kalameimar. You could say the Tana the Brisa Srile, the Tana the Brisa holds the Havin Yadam. It is Yadam. Ah, Ushmuel the Daik Mimasisim the Lo Havin Yadayin. Shmuel is medayik from the Mishnah that it's not yadayim. Dila'el, earlier, ki parchina mebraisa hain misham da'av esvirulan da'afilu yadayim nami lo'yhave. The original interpretation of Shmuel, who Shmuel said, if you don't say shani oichalach, it would not be effective. That's because originally, Shmuel held, if you don't say shani oichalach, it's not even yadayim. So that we could ask from him, from the Braisa, which clearly holds, it is Yadayim. But now that we're saying Shan Shmuel is Yadayim, She'enon Moichichos, Lo'y Havin Yadayim, we can't ask from him, because that's a Machlokes Tanoim. Says the Ran, this is the first Pshat of the Ran. The first Pshat of the Ran is, if you don't say Shani Oichalach, since you could interpret it, maybe I'm not going to talk to you, or I'm not going to do business with you, or so on and so forth, either one is Mutter. Now, okay, Nissim, you're on. I wanted to say that what you asked me on Shabbos, what I said was not correct. Because you asked me on Shabbos, could there be a nether that you're not going to talk to the guy? Remember you asked me, could there be a nether? And I said, there can't be. You can only make a nether to Aser and Isser Chefetz. The Ran is obviously learning you could make a nether, you're not going to talk to the guy. I thought only you can make a shvuah, you're not going to talk to the guy. But apparently, there could be a neder, deloy mishte'ina b'hadach. The Ran just holds that regarding talking to him, or doing business with him, or standing in his four amos, that's yodayim shein maichichos. We don't know that he meant that. But if he did mean that, there could be such a neder. Okay? I'm not 100% sure how, unless you make an iser chefetz that he is usher to you in terms of you talking to him. Or he is usher to you in terms of you doing business with him. That's the first pshat of the Ran. The second pshat of the Ran is, v'ikaman de'amar. There is an opinion, the Ran says, de'bimudrani himach, that if you say mudrani himach, afilu l'shmuel usher, lashduye b'hadei, you can't talk to him. Uv'mefrushani, and if you say mefrushani m'ucha, l'meven ma'asamata, and I can't do business with him. Over mechukani, lamekam daat amos. I can't stand in his daat amos. Vahainu, asur de brisa. That's the iser of the brisa. When the brisa says asur, meaning, in other words, let's go back to the brisa. Shmuel already said bekulan ad sheyoymar shani oichalach shani toimlach. Which means then you're asur ba'achila. Otherwise, you would still be asur, but it would only be asur to speak to the guy. Ushmuel a'achila koi. Shmuel's going on eating. Loimer dolei mitzvah ba'achila ad sheyomer shani oyuchalach shani toyimlach. So we have two approaches in the Ran. Approach number one is that when you say Mudrani Mimcha, Mefreshani Mimcha, Merchukani Mimcha, we don't know if you mean not to eat from the guy. We don't know if you mean not to talk to the guy or do business with him. Regarding each point, it's Yadayim Sheinu Meichichos. So therefore, we say Loi Havin Yadayim. Therefore, it's not considered Yadayim on either point. Either point, we're going to say it's you're not Usser. You're not Usser to eat, you're not usher to do business or to talk. The second approach of the Ran is, even though regarding eating it's yadayim shen meichichos, legabe speaking, you are usher. Legabe doing business, you are usher. If you say madrani mimcha, you're not to get, you're not to speak. If you say mefushani mimcha, you're not to get hana. I'm sorry, you're not to do business. These are the two Perushim in the Ran. The Rush has a problem with the Ran's second Perush. If you could take a look inside, the Rush is found on Daf Hey Omed Aleph. Three lines from the bottom. Aval Amar Mudrani Mimcha, Loi Mashma the Amar Aser, my Taima, Dilma Mudrani Mimcha, Deloi Mishta'ina Bahadach. Maybe it means I'm not going to talk to you. Ve'eno Oyser Atzai Mahanasai. You're not asking yourself in Hana, Ad sheyoymer gam shani oichalach, unless you also say shani oichalach. V'gam ledaber imay mutter. So if we don't know if you're asking Hana, or you're asking speaking, maybe you should be asked to speak. No, you're allowed to talk to him. There's no greater indication of one more than the other. It's not a yad at all. In other words, the reason why you're not making a neder that you're not going to get hana is because maybe you mean to say, I'm not going to talk to you. But we don't ask you to talk to him because maybe you mean that you're not going to get hana. Each one, regarding both ways, it's yadayim shen mechichas. But says the Rosh, aval ein lefarish, don't explain. Diladaber imay aser, that to speak with him it's aser. Diyoyser hava mechiach liyos lesser dibar melesser na. Maybe it's more indicative that you're not going to talk than you're not going to get hana. Meaning, maybe the second shot of the Ran is right. Maybe, in other words, maybe the neder would be chal that you're not to talk to him. You're not to do business. That can't be, because the Gemara says that even though Shmuel holds yadayim shen mechichos loy havin yadayim, but not everybody agrees to that. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Rabbanan would hold yadayim shen mechichos havin yadayim, which would imply that you would be aser to eat. So if the opinion yadayim shen mechichos havin yadayim holds you would be aser to eat, then, question, if you would be usher to eat, then, if the opinion that you would be usher to eat, then what, you're usher to eat and you're not allowed to talk to the guy? Meaning, according to the second Mishnah in the Ran, it's yadayim shenu mechichos regarding eating. But are you allowed to talk to him? The second Mishnah of the Ran is, no, you're not allowed to talk to him. So then what? And the opinion, yadayim shen mechichos havin yadayim, you're not allowed to get hana, and you're not allowed to talk to him? How would that work? How would that work in the opinion, yadayim shen mechichos havin yadayim? So the Rosh asks that, dehabasar hachi amar le'ra papal abaye, le'ma kasamar shuol, yadayim shen mechichos havin yadayim. Perush, midoloy asar, b'madrani mimcha isar hana. The fact that he does not aser an isra hana by mimdrani mimcha, meklal, that implies the lamanda amar havin yadayim, that according to the opinion havin yadayim, then aser bahana. You're aser in hana, but then what? The opinion yadayim shen mechichos havin yadayim holds you're aser in hana, and you could talk, and the opinion loy havin yadayim holds you can't talk, but you could get hana. I mean that's very unusual. Meaning the opinion yadayim shen mechichos havin yadayim. The Gemara says holds that you're not allowed to talk to, that you're not allowed to get hana, which means it's the statement modrani mimcha is more indicative that you're not going to eat, than not talking to him. So how could it be that the man d'amar loy havin yadayim holds you're allowed to eat, but don't talk to him, because it's mashma more that you're not going to talk to him. But the opinion, yadayim shen mechichos havin yadayim holds, you're not allowed to eat. And presumably, you would be allowed to talk to him. So the Ran's second shot, the Rosh says, is counterintuitive. Meaning, bishlama, if yadayim shen mechichos loy havin yadayim, therefore, it's not indicative that you're usher to eat, and it's also not indicative that you're not to talk. Both are mutter, and the man de amra, yadayim shen mechichos, having yadayim holds that you're not allowed to eat, because that's more mechiach. But the other pshat in the Ran, that even though in the man de amra, yadayim shen mechichos, having yadayim, you're allowed to eat, how could you say, but you're not allowed to talk? The man d'amar having yadayim holds just the opposite. That's the kasha of the Rosh. The Rosh rejects the Ran's second interpretation that in fact you're not allowed to talk to the guy. So I'm trying to answer the Rosh's kasha on the Ran. This is, let's see. This is a sefer Bikurei Ruvain. Bikurei Ruvain was written by Reb Ruvain Shapansky, I think it was the Rosh Yeshiva in the Mirror in Brooklyn, actually. And if I'm not mistaken, his grandson was my dorm in Yeshiva. But any event, Bikurei Ruvain says like this. Bikurei Ruvain says, he quotes the two pshatim of the Ran. Do you understand it? Do you get the two pshatim in the Ran? I mean, in the step of the Gemara, that it's Yodayim Shein Moichichos, because maybe he means, I'm not going to talk to you. So are you, in fact, not allowed to talk to the guy? And it's very difficult to say you're not allowed to talk to the guy, because then it would come out that you're not allowed to talk to the guy, but you're allowed to eat. And the man the Amr Yadayim Shein Mechichas, having Yadayim holds the exact opposite. You're not allowed to eat, but you could talk to him. He says, Mudar anilach, deloy mishnino bahadach mashma, uveran ika bezdeyas. In the Ran, there are two opinions. Deya Aleph, the first opinion is filei de gamotar b'dibor. You're allowed to talk, to have a yad shein mechich gam l'dibor, it's a yad shein mechich even for speaking. V'deya beis v'yolei, the second opinion holds, the aser b'dibor, you're not allowed to talk, mishum to have a yad mechich l'dibor. Because l'gabe talking, it is mechich that you probably mean you're not going to talk to him. By the way, v'chein hu shitas ha-Rambam, the Rambam holds like the second opinion in the Ran. Now the Ramban holds, the neder is not chal at all. The Ritva explains the Ramban. The reason why it's not chal, it's insignificant. Even though normally davar shein by mamish is aser rabbinically, here it's not chal at all, and it's mutter even according to Rabbanan. And this is what the Ramban means, it's not chal at all.
Is it because it was too ambiguous to count?
Perhaps. Let's see, maybe he'll explain more. He says that it's not that it's a yad she'ena meichiach, it is meichiach to dibor. Umavur medvarv desvir olay the etzem haloshan de medrani mimcha have a yad moichiach li dibor. The etzem loshan of medrani mimcha is a yad moichiach for dibor. V'had de eno yaser b'dibor. The reason it's not yaser b'dibor, mishum to have a davar she'ein by mamish, because it's a davar she'ein by mamish. It's something which is not significant. So we see from the Shita, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ritva, the second opinion of the Ran. Then the second opinion of the Ran, Mudrani is, think about it, the second opinion of the Ran is Mudrani is Mechiach Ledibor. But according to the opinion, Yadayim Shein Mechicha is Havi Yadayim, you'll be aser bahana and not bedibor. Okay, so let's try to keep it simple. There are two opinions of the Ran. And the first opinion of the Ran is, in yadayim shen mechichas lehavi yadayim, you also won't be aser in speaking. And according to the second opinion, you will be aser in speaking. The Rush asks, ayin b'per shorosh dehiksha, the zed davar shiyav, that's impossible, sheyehe etzem ayad moichiach ledibor, umidin yad she'in moichiach, Yei aser bahana umutter ledaber. It seems like this. It seems like, in the second opinion of the Ran, there's a tzad that maybe you are aser in dibor. Why would you be aser in dibor? Because it's taka moichiach ledibor. Meaning, the opinion of Daim Shin Mechichos Loi Havi Yodayim would hold, you're not Asur in Hana, but you are Asur in Dibor, because it's Mechiach LeDibor. So then the Rosh asks, how is it possible that the man of Amr Yadayim Shin Mechichos Havi Yodayim, you'll be Asur Bahana and Mutter LeDaber, if it's more Mechiach to Dibor, how could anyone hold your Asur in Hana and your Mutter in Dibor? It's like a double-edged question. If it's a yad moichiach ledibor, ech yeser bahana. how could you be Aser and Hana? And the Rush adds, Umutu Ladaber. That's Mashma, he's also bothered. How is it possible to say you're Aser and Hana, just, and Mutu Ladaber, if it's more Meichiach for Dibur than Hana? Therefore, the Rush says, it must be, it's more Meichiach Lahana, Mila Daber. So, the Rush's question is a bomb of a question. The Rush's question is, how could there be this second approach that, in the opinion, Yadayim She'enon Meichichais, Loi Havi Yadayim, how could you, and you would be Asur in Dibor, and you'd be Mutter in Hana? In the Mandamara, Yadayim Shein Mechichas, Loi Havin Yadayim, and you'd be Asur in Dibor. That means it's more indicative of an Isur Dibor. But then the Mandamara, Yadayim Shein Mechichas, Havin Yadayim holds, you're only Asur in Hana and not Dibor. How would they be able to say you're only Asur in Hana if it's more Mechiach Dibor than Hana? So, in a nutshell, that's the Rush's question. It's a very reasonable question. And the Bikurei Reuven says like this. He says, the second opinion holds that it is Meichiach Ledibor. It's Meichiach Ledibor. But it's a Yad She'enoi Meichiach Le'Isr Hana. What does that mean? Because really your words encompass both. It encompasses speaking. It encompasses Hana. So, the Bikurei Reuven offers the following big chakira in how Yadayis Nedarim work. What's the pshat in Yadayis Nedarim? Is the pshat, the Torah's mechadesh, that we complete his words for him? And it's as if he said a complete sentence. Yadayis Nedarim is, if you say a partial sentence, we complete your words for you. Or is the pshat, no, we don't complete your words for you. You said a partial statement, and we combine your partial statement with your machshava. He says, the machlokes between the Rosh and the Ran is as follows. That the Rosh holds, Yad helps because we're goymer devarav. The Rosh holds that Yadayis work, we complete your statement. You said a partial statement, we complete your statement. So when you say Mudrani Mimcha, it's a Yad Meichiach for Dibur. So it's as if you said Mudrani Mimcha, then I'm not going to talk to you. So now what? Now we're going to say that you also mean an Isra Hana. You can't say he means an Isra Hana. It's as if he said the words, I'm not going to talk to you. The Rush holds that the way Yadayis work is we complete your statement. If we complete your statement, when you say Madrani Mimcha, it is Yoyser Moichiach that you mean you're not going to talk to the guy. And then you cannot create an Isra Hana, because how can you create an Isra Hana? He said, Madrani Mimcha Shani Mishta'ina Bahadach. I guess, and then what would the opinion Yad She'en Meichiach Loi Havya Yadayim? So that the opinion Yadayis Yad She'en Meichiach Loi Havya Yadayim would hold that there's no, it's not Meichiach on Hana, but it's Meichiach on Dibor, and it's like you finish your statement for Dibor, and therefore you could be Aser in Dibor and Mutter in Hana. What about the opinion Yad Shein Meichiach Havi Yadayim? Apparently, it would not be a stira to that. The other opinion holds that the way Yadayis work is we combine your part of your words with your thoughts. So therefore, even though it's a Yad Meichiach for Dibor, it could come out, it would be a Yad Sheinoi Meichiach Lahana. Let's see if we could make heads or tails of this. He says, "Ulfiza nir alavar hamachloikis bereish tivareino." The Harambam, the Haramban, the Ritva, the Dea Beis Shalran. The second opinion of the Ran holds, Madrani have a mechiach ledibar. Madrani would be mechiach for dibar. So now the question is, if it's mechiach ledibar, what is the opinion? Yadayim shen mechichas having yadayim hold. So we thought he has to hold yadayim shen mechichas having yadayim that you're only aser and hana. Mikol makom aser b'hana l'man d'amar yadayim shen mechichas having yadayim. V'harosh cholik d'zeh yefshar. V'nira d'toy b'hana. The Rosh holds like the havamina of the Rashba that he cited earlier that by kedushin yadayim is not shayach. Because Yad is considered something you said explicitly. Meaning the world of the Rosh, the way Yadois work is, it's like you said it. If it's like you said it, then what are you going to say? That it's Meichiach LeDibor, and it's Dibor, it's like you said explicitly that you're not going to speak to him. So then why in the Man Damar Yadayim Shem Mechaz Ham Yadayim? How could we interpret your words, Isser Hana? You already said an Isser Dibar. Meaning in the world of the Rush understands that the way Yodayim works is it's like you said it. So if in the Manda Amar, Yodayim, Shein Mechichas Havi Yodayim, the Rush is asking that if Yadayim is considered Dibor Mefurash, so in the Manda Amra, Loi Havi Yadayim, it's like you said you're not going to talk to the guy, then how could you say in the Manda Amar, Havi in Yadayim, that you're Asr Bahana, you already said you're not going to talk to the guy. Dola Yitachin Klal, the Hayad Mechiach Le Dibor, the Havi Dibor Mefurash, Asr Dibor, and in the Manda Amar, Yadayim Shinuch Zavi Yadayim, we're going to say he means Isr Hana? And not Isser Dibor, he said Isser Dibor. The Kivan, the Yad have a Dibor Mefurash, Lazeh Ech Navkiya, Dibor Mimasha Usai. How could we uproot the explicit in words that he said to a different interpretation? Meaning, very simply, in the world of the Rush, the way Yadais work is we say this is what you said, even though you said only partial statement, we fill in the blanks. So if it's Meichiach for Dibor, then when you say Mudrani Mecha, you mean I'm not going to talk to the guy. So then what's the man that Amar Yadayim Shen Mechichos Loi Havin Yadayim going to hold? We're going to interpret that differently. You said I'm not going to talk to the guy. There's no other way to interpret it. But the first day of the... That's what the Rush holds. And the Rush holds, and the first opinion of the Ran holds, that Yadayim works by filling in the blank. If you fill in the blank, therefore the Rush asks, then what is the Man D'Amar? Yadayim Shen Melchichos Lo Havin Yadayim, Havi Yadayim hold. You can't uproot his words. That is the Shita of the first Pshat in the Ran, and this is the Shita of the Rush. But the second Shita in the Ran holds, no. Avol shitas kol hanach rishonim de pligi azem v'arer shaper de harei inu svirule de yad loy chashuv dibor mefurash klal. The way Yadayim work is not that it's considered words. It's like we combine your partial words with what you're thinking. So therefore, even if it's a yad meichiach ledibor, even though it's meichiach ledibor, it's not a dibor mefurash. It's a dibur she'enu mefurash. We interpret it based on your kavana. That's normally. But according to the Man D'Amar, Yadayim Shem Mechiz Havin Yadayin, so then it's a yad ledibur. The habir diyad she'enu mechiyach ha'enu de mefarish devarav ledavar she'enu mechiyach. V'yirak she'aloshen sevelas pirish zeh nase yad lezeh. If the words could mean that, then it will be a yad for that. So then you'll ask, how could it be that the man d'amra yadayim shemichichas loy havi yadayim would say you're usher to talk to the guy, and the man d'amra havi yadayim, they would say what, you're not to get hana? But how could it uproot something you said? Uvaze in lishal d'harei neka hadim mashuvasai. It doesn't have the status of speech. And if we could explain your words otherwise, we'll explain it. And you'll be aser bahana, and you'll be mutter b'dibor. I don't really understand this, because even though it's not like you said in the Manda Amar, Yadayim Shemichil Chazlai Avi Yadayim, even though it's not like you said that you're not going to talk to the guy, but it's more Meichiach that you're not going to talk to the guy. So if that is the more reasonable way to interpret it, why in the world would we interpret it the less reasonable way and say you're Asar Bahana? Why wouldn't the Rush still have a good question? But this is an attempt to try to explain the two various Deis in the Ran. Namely, the first interpretation of the Ran is that not only you're not usher in eating, you're not even usher in dibur, they're yadayim shen mechichas either way. The second shot of the Ran holds, no, you will be usher in dibur because it's mechiach to dibur, to which the Rush says he doesn't understand that, because if it's mechiach to dibur, then why would the man da'amar yadayim shen mechichas having yadayim say you're Asur and Hana and not Dibor? And we brought out that there are perhaps two ways of learning how Yadois work. Is Yadois, we fill in what you didn't say, or is it that we interpret what you did say in combination with your thoughts? And if that's the case, there would be more flexibility to perhaps interpret it even in a way that is less likely, meaning if it's you said it, then that limits our flexibility. We can't interpret it against what you said explicitly. But if you didn't say it, it's just we interpret it based on what you did say in combination with your thoughts, then there would be more flexibility. Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Agon Chodesh. And hopefully this week the regular shurim will be on a regular schedule. Okay? Hatzlacha Rabba. Kol Tov, Chodesh Tov, Kol Tov, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.